Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining us at Church Online at the Common Table. We are so thankful you are here. Happy Easter. He is risen. I'm just going to assume you typed "He is risen indeed" in the chat, and we're moving on. Here at the Common Table, we've spent the last few weeks talking about things Jesus never said. And if you're joining us for the first time, it's possible you're thinking, wait, don't you talk about the things Jesus did say at church? Well, yes. But sometimes I find it helpful to look at what he didn't say so we can more deeply understand what he did. For instance, Jesus never said, "Blessed are those who wear fly Easter outfits, for theirs is the kingdom of God." He never said, "As often as you gather together, eat Cadbury cream eggs, Peeps, and chocolate-covered bunnies in remembrance of me." Even though those things are awesome, he never said that. And trust me, I have eaten my fair share of Cadbury cream eggs. Now is actually a great time for you to share your favorite Easter candy in the chat or in the comments. Let the debate begin. I wonder how many of you struggle with feelings of guilt. Most of us do. There's a lot of guilt even associated with being a Christian. We feel like we don't pray enough or serve in church often enough. We feel like we're not reading in the Bible as often as we should. We don't want to let anyone down, so we struggle to say no as we overcommit and run ourselves ragged. We feel guilty when we try something new and it doesn't work. And sometimes even when we're experiencing success, we feel guilty about the cost that success had on other parts of our lives. Maybe you love Jesus with all your heart. You love your spouse more than anything in this world, but you find yourself looking at images and videos online that leave you with guilt and shame. We feel so much guilt in our lives. It's weighing on your heart and holding you down. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 23, we find a description of Jesus' last few hours of life. This man who just days ago rode triumphantly into Jerusalem being received as a king has now been sentenced to death on a cross. In verses 32 and 33, it says this: "Two other men, both criminals, were also led out to be executed. When he came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left." Death by crucifixion was reserved for the worst criminals. It was a horrible way to die, designed to torture both physically and spiritually. It could take days to die on a cross as the victim slowly died of asphyxiation and pure exhaustion. If it took too long, the Roman soldiers would actually come and break the legs of the person hanging there so they could no longer lift themselves up to breathe, and that was considered an act of mercy. We don't know what crimes the criminals hanging with Jesus committed, but it's safe to say that they were extremely serious considering the punishment. And one of them said this to Jesus: "One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. 'Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us.' Full of arrogance and pride, he had no need for a savior." Then we read, "But the other criminal rebuked him. 'Don't you fear God?' he said. 'Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve.'" Okay, for those of you with fast fingers, I want you to jump into the chat and help me finish these common phrases. We're gonna try this. Are you ready? All right, what goes around? Comes around. That's right, hopefully some of you got that. All right, here's another one. Your past will come back to haunt you. We've all heard that one before. Okay, one more. You make your bed, you've gotta... That's right, lie in it or sleep in it. These are all different ways to say you get what you deserve. And if I'm being honest, there's a part of me that likes it that way, right? When I'm driving along the highway and some car goes blasting past me at 90 miles an hour, and a few minutes later, I see the car pulled over, the police lights flashing, and I'm thinking, yes, justice has been served. You got what you deserved. Except, you know, when it's me on the receiving end of that justice, right? The criminal said, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. There's a lot of things Jesus could have said here that I probably would have said here that he didn't say. He could have said, listen, buddy, I saw you nodding off when I was giving the Sermon on the Mount. You're going to hell, man. You had your chance. And now you're getting what you deserve. No. Instead, to this man who could do nothing to earn his standing with God, to this man who couldn't go and join a church, to this man who couldn't go and walk the straight and narrow or go and perform good works with his feet bound and his hands tied, to this man who could do nothing to earn it, Jesus says, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Wait a minute, that's not fair. Where's the justice? He was guilty. He deserved death. In Ephesians 2, Paul writes, like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. There were three men hanging on crosses that day. There was a sign hanging above Jesus' head that read, King of the Jews, written in three languages, Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. He was placed on the cross at the third hour of the day. And at the ninth hour, 3 p.m., Jesus declared three words of victory. It is finished. The earth shook. Darkness fell on the land for 3 hours, and the world waited. Day one, nothing. Day two, nothing. But on the third day, when the women went to the tomb, they found the stone rolled away from the entrance. It was empty. Jesus Christ is alive. For those of you who feel guilty, unlovable, or ashamed, Jesus doesn't say you get what you deserve. I'm not here because I am good. I'm here because God is good. Jesus didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. Let's pray. God, we thank you for sending your son who came into this world as a baby and lived and felt and went through everything that we experience as human beings, God, but did so as God. We thank you that even though Jesus had every right to condemn us in our sin, that he gave his life for us, even though we don't deserve it, and there is nothing we could do to earn it, God. You don't come to make us good. You come to make us alive. God, I pray that we recognize that life and that we live into that life that you have given us so freely. God, I pray that if there is anyone here who doesn't have a relationship with you, God, that they would reach out right now and just say, God, I need you. God, I feel guilty. I feel ashamed. I feel lost. I give my life to you because there is nothing I could do to receive the forgiveness, to earn the forgiveness and the salvation that comes from you, God. Thank you for Easter. Thank you that we are an Easter people. Thank you for new life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.